Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we honor Saint Mary Magdalene, one of the greatest saints in the church. She was from the small city of Magdala of Galilee on the northwest shore of the Lake Tiberias. And she was part of the small band of holy women who followed Jesus during his public ministry at a certain point, assisting him and the other apostles in their various needs. Mary Magdalene was the one who was freed by our Lord Jesus, from seven demons. She was exorcised, liberated from demonic possession. She may have lived a sinful life before that, and the tradition in the Western Church has it that she is the sinful woman / prostitute, who anointed Jesus' feet in the home of Simon the Pharisee, anointing his feet with that precious ointment and wiping it with her hair. There are speculations to the contrary. It might be a different person, but in any case, in the Western Church, we're inclined to identify the two, the sinful woman / prostitute, with Mary Magdalene. And there's also the identification of Mary Magdalene with Mary of Bethany, who was the sister of Martha and Lazarus. There are others who dispute this, but in any case, it's open for discussion, as it were, and we won't pretend to decide definitively the things here. But in any case, St. Mary Magdalene was indeed a most a faithful follower of Jesus, even to Calvary. She was present there when most others had abandoned him, present with Our Lady and St. John, the beloved disciple, with a few other holy women. And there she, of course, was able to see and weep over the sufferings and the death of Christ, weeping profusely. And so for that, Jesus had rewarded her steadfast faith, her perseverance, especially by appearing to her on Easter morning and to be the first to see her, Christ risen from the dead. We should say first after our Blessed Mother Mary, of course, whom Jesus would have appeared to first. And so Jesus had given her that great gift, that reward for her faith, her great hope, her love, her burning love for Christ, to see him on that Easter morning. And she was not going to depart from the empty tomb, until she had, found our Lord. She's a beautiful example of steadfast fidelity, of burning love for Christ, to be committed to Christ totally, completely, unconditionally, without any half measures. As far as the end of St. Mary Magdalene's life, there are different opinions out there. Once again, certain Christians in the East believe that she had gone to Ephesus with Our Lady, and there, finished her life in that land of Ephesus. Whereas there's another tradition that has it that she was sent off by the Jews, by boat to no particular destination, but she ended up in southern France, and there, according to this tradition, she had spent the rest of her life, last 30 years or so, as a penitent atop a high mountain in a cave, which one can visit to this day in southern France. Her relics, at least her head, is kept in the Dominican church in southern France. So we ask St. Mary Magdalene to intercede for us and pray for us, that we too might be faithful to the Lord just as she was, really have a burning love for him, and to give ourselves to him without any half measures, but completely and totally. She could say with St. Paul, for to me life is Christ, You know, and it should be the same for us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.